Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Hathorn, who joins us right now, 93.7thefan.com. Jeff, a lot of your peers are saying this was Trubisky's best day at camp. Do you agree? And if so, why?
You know, it was a good day. I thought he had a good day when they had the first two-minute drill and he led them down the field. I thought that was a pretty good performance and a good, hey, look at me, I'm the leader day. But he was the best of the three quarterbacks, and it hasn't always been that way. There have been days where Mason has won. There's been days where Kenny has looked better. But today I think it was pretty clear that Mitch Trubisky was the best quarterback.
What did you look at with Trubisky beyond, I guess, the obvious, Jeff, and come to that conclusion? What looked particularly sharp with Trubisky today?
You know what was really great for Mitch Trubisky is that he could throw it to George Pickens. they do this third, they call it third down drill, where every down is third down, and they have a line to gain. And you get four plays. On the first play, Trubisky rolled out and just kind of ran it, and the play was stuffed. On the next three plays, he looked only at George Pickens. There could have been, I don't care who you want on the field. There could have been Jerry Rice. There could have been Antonio Brown, whomever you want. He was locked in on George Pickens. And they completed two of them. The other one was knocked away on a really good defensive play by Levi Wallace. But I think that was part of the good day he had, that he threw passes where they needed to be, but he trusts guys, especially George Pickens. And, man, you could see something building between those two. I mean, who knows how it's all going to play out, but I think that's part of the reason Trubisky was so good today.
Who are the defensive backs that Pickens is just picking apart in practice? I mean, if it's just Justin Lane, I'm not going to get as geeked up, but if he's taking on all comers and he's winning, then I'll get even more excited for what he's doing, Jeff.
Well, those three passes, one knocked down by Wallace, the other two, Wallace had him in coverage. One, Pickens
made sounds like he didn't
a
have
nice
him.
Cut to create separation. And, you know, on when they did the receiver against defensive back drills, where they basically put it at the two-yard line, throw alley-oops or cuts, whichever they go with, he was up against Cam Sutton. And Sutton had, I know this sounds crazy, but he had really good coverage. It's just Pickens went up and made a play and was able to keep his feet in bounds. Chase Claypool had a couple of plays like that too. But man, it he's going against, in rotation, sometimes you get against a guy that won't be on the squad in a couple of weeks. But
he barks at these guys. He gives it back to him. He sticks up for himself, right?
Well, and they started it. Andrew, they started it. Minkah started it yesterday at Latrobe Memorial Stadium. He started barking at him after a play didn't work. And that's when you saw the competitor in him come out. And Pickens started to get fired. He had this focus on his face, and he was not messing around. And today, after the final play, when he caught the last pass over Sutton and was able to get his feet down, he did a quick little dance and barked something over at Fitzpatrick. And here's the thing. If they didn't have respect for him, they would bark back or there would be a fight. You could see the defensive backs are this dude's legit. Not that they're afraid of him, but it's, if it was just some other rookie that maybe just
they'd say he was being a punk, right?
Feeling himself. Right. They don't think that with this guy. I think they like the way I think what they really like about him is the way he focuses in and has that intensity. And if you want to win respect of veterans, come with that look on a daily basis.
Jeff, I mean, he seems like he's becoming Pickens. I mean, the story of camp in a camp that was supposed to be all about this quarterback battle and Kenny Pickett. He seems like he has taken over as the main storyline. You've covered a lot of these camps. You've covered this team. You've been around this franchise for a long time, Jeff. I'm not saying that to make you feel old. I'm saying that because you have a lot of accrued wisdom and you've seen a lot of guys come and go. Where does he rate as far as rookies who have created buzz in camp? I can't think of many in my lifetime that you felt like it's not like it's a sure thing he's going to be great, but just I haven't heard a bad word yet.
Yeah, he's in a rare air. I think Plexico Burress turned a lot of eyes when he was first there. I mean, he had the size. He had speed. Like, you could see there was something special about him. And, I mean, you go back a little farther, and this is more of a Jalen Warren's comparison, but I remember, you know, Willie Parker just excited people because it's like, who the hell is this guy from some farm in North Carolina? And, you know, he came on to make the team. But, yeah, I mean, there have been other rookies that have been highly drafted, but, you know, Najee had there was some excitement, but it wasn't the same because, you know, it was at the stadium, so there weren't always fans, and when there were, they weren't that close and that loud.
Jeff, I'm not even talking about
– it's a little harder to tell.
Jeff, I'm not even talking about, like, fans being excited about a guy. I haven't heard – like, usually I would think you and the rest of the media covering the team are very cagey and jaded and let's pump the brakes, and I'm still seeing that occasionally with Pickens, but it almost feels like people are saying it just to be different. Like, I'm talking about the media. The people who have been there, done that, just are marveling at what this guy is doing.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. And the fact that he's a second-round pick, I think, amps it a little bit because if it's a first-rounder, maybe there's the expectations were a little higher. And they're in the perfect drills for a receiver. Mm-hmm. These one-on-one drills are when receivers make their hay. So I think that's probably added to it as well.
Jeff, do you think he's the best receiver on the team?
I think he's got the potential to be the best receiver on the team. I'm not going to say he's better than Diontae Johnson as an overall receiver because Diontae's done it in the league.
Yep.
And I also believe that Chase Claypool directly, or I think more directly than indirectly, is seeing what's going on. And his work with Brandon Marshall, like I said, today he made some really good plays. He's been slowed by a shoulder injury. I think this is only good for him too. So if that line can give them time, mm-hmm. there are some options for Mitch Trubisky, a quarterback.
So what went out with Pickett today?
Well, here's the good news. He had his first chance to be the second guy in on seven shots. So it's always been Trubisky, then Mason, and then Kenny started working in the last couple of practices. Now it was Kenny who went number two and Mason that went three. Now, the first pass was incomplete. Second one, he did complete a touchdown. But then when they went to the third down drill, he threw a pick. He had a couple of short passes that were complete. One was a nice lead of Anthony McFarlane. And then he tried to force one over the middle that was nearly intercepted, and Sternberger was wide open going down the sideline. I mean, it wasn't his best day. Also fumbled a snap. Yesterday, Mason fumbled a snap and Tomlin got really ticked. And today it was Kenny's turn. I mean, this, as much as we got high or people got high a couple days ago about how well Pickett played, these are the ebbs and flows that Tomlin has talked about in camp. And, you know, Kenny could have a last two really good days of camp before the game. And that could change people's feelings.
I think he just needs more time with George Pickens, frankly. Is what
has
he
had any time with George Pickens?
That's fair. Well, I think that's fair. He very little time.
Have they worked together on the side? Have you heard anything about them like putting in extra time together? I mean, I said it half kiddingly, but then really not. Like, I want him to be throwing the ball to 14.
Right. So they all do drills where, you know, randomly, depending on where they are in the line, guys will come up. So they throw to everybody, but there's no like, hey, let's go throw on the side. When there's throwing on the side, when Pickens at times and other guys, especially Snead and guys that are really trying to make the roster, they're throwing with Oladokun because they don't want the top three quarterbacks throwing too much. So there's not a lot of, you know, hanging around after practice and those guys throwing.
Jeff, how about this camp report? More breakout work, more big-time work from Spillane. And another day where if you didn't know anything about the inside linebackers, you would think Spillane is a better player than Bush.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Although, first, you know, opportunity of seven shots, it was Devin Bush that stuffed Benny Snell at the goal line and made a nice tackle. So I want to give him that. It's just, you know, with Devin Bush, he knew what the situation he was in. They didn't pick up his option. He knew he was going to be fighting, you know, for next year, whether it was on the Steelers or some other team. And yet the best he can do is be a co-starter with a walk-on, basically. And Spillane has played well, to his credit. And, you know, he does all those fundamental things, and he covers better than most people give him credit for. But, man, when you're drafted 10th overall, and maybe this is, you know, kind of like the unfair comparisons with Terrell Edmunds because of where they're drafted, you're judged. But when you're 10th overall, man, you've got to be better than what he's been.
I mean, to what do you attribute that, Jeff? Like, what is it that Devin Bush isn't, you know what I mean? Like, is it, because if it's, he yeah. still looks like tentative on his knee, that's one thing, but like, is he just not that good?
No, it's not that. He just, you know, and he's had Miles Jack to talk to for a couple of months. He's had Brian Flores to talk to for a couple of months.
Like, does he even realize that he's in a battle here? Does he think he deserves
to be
in a battle?
The depth chart says it all, Chris.
Like, I just wonder if the guy, given, here, this is my theory. The way he's at times talked about this, the way his dad has talked about this when people have criticized him, I just wonder if he thinks he deserves to be in a battle.
So he is the only player in camp that has not talked to the media yet. The only one. He's walked by, you know, we've requested him over and over again, and, you know, he's not mandated to, and he hasn't. So we haven't been able to ask him. We don't know exactly what he's thinking or what he would at least tell us. But what you can see on the field, it's not that it's noticeably horrible. It's just that it's average.
How about Jaylen Warren? Can you, this undrafted rookie running back, you know, we speculated months ago that if there was an opportunity for a Cinderella story at camp, it would be at running back because the backups stink and they didn't draft anybody. They didn't sign anybody of note, Jeff. Jaylen Warren, is he the guy that is running with that opportunity?
Yeah, and I thought it would be Mateo Durant, given what, you know, times we saw him play against Pitt, but it has been Jaylen Warren. I mean, he's about 5'8", 220. He's got Najee Harris-type really thick legs, but he's just one of those guys you see a pile, and all of a sudden he kind of darts out from this pile and gains a few more yards. He had a 30-yard run today where, you know, he bounced off people and was weaving in and out of the middle of the field, and, you know, the crowd kind of got into it. And, like, he's a guy that this isn't just hyperbole or, all, hey, look at this nice story, how good the walk-on's doing. This guy's got a legit chance. He told us the other day he's had conversations with Willie Parker about how he did it and what kind of mindset he needs to be in. And, boy, he is on that trajectory. I'm not going to say would have the same career, but he's on the trajectory. If he can play special teams, and that'll be one of the hidden things to watch when Pomp calls the game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. If he can at least hold his own on special teams, he's got a chance to get some carries this year.
Of the two incumbent potential backups to Najee Harris, McFarlane and Benny Snell football, who is looking better, like they're going, you know what I mean? Who's at least acquitting themselves better in that particular sense? I know Warren has obviously taken people by storm, but.
Yeah, it's funny. People keep yelling for Benny or Kenny, but we'll say that it's Benny because it makes him feel better. No, actually, he's had a really good two days in a row. He had a really good practice at Latrobe Memorial. And today after practice, before Tomlin started his media interviews, like, he was shouting out to Benny, like, good work. And he knows what he's doing when he does that because he's just shy of the microphones and he's making it a point to point out Benny Snell. And when Snell, when they run special teams reps, Snell's the first in line. He's, you know, he's locked in on this roster. I will say that. Benny Snell is a lock to make this roster because he's good on special teams, and he's had a good camp. Now, he's not a guy that's a game breaker, but he's a guy that's shown that he can do the things he needs to do to remain.
Jeff, one of the things Mulsey and I talked about today was, now that we are halfway through training camp, do we feel better or worse about the Steelers this year? How would you answer that question?
I would say better, because I think about all the players that have missed practice and some of these guys that have had opportunities. I mean, Pickens wouldn't have had as many opportunities if Deontay didn't have his lock-in and Claypool didn't have the shoulder injury. So you're getting to see that. You're getting to see young defensive linemen work. And then you see Ogunjobi go in to practice yesterday and make such an impact. I'm excited about this defense. I think they have some secondary guys that are very versatile. They can get creative. I want to see this offensive line.
That was Mulsey's big concern. Mulsey heard Pat Moore with you. Mulsey did not like
Pat Meyer.
Pat Meyer, yeah. Yeah, it should be Mike Munchak. I think that's why.
I thought your Freudian slip would be just either Mike Meyer or Pat Munchak.
I think I want him to either be Joe Moore or, yeah, I want him either Joe Moore or Mike Munchak, not Pat Meyer.
But, and we were talking to Ike Taylor before practice, and he was saying similar things, like, he likes this receiver group. He thinks Najee's legit, and he thinks they'll get good enough quarterback play if the line gives them time.
What happened between the seven-shot thing where Tomlin said king crab or steak? So the winner gets steak and the loser gets king crab? Or the winner gets king crab and steak?
So that's what we assumed. By the time, it was just about to rain when Tomlin started, so I think a lot of us were just anxious to get out of there with Mike today. Mm-hmm. So we didn't ask that question. But I would assume, I can't imagine that it would be the winner gets one and the loser gets the other. That doesn't make any sense.
Right, franks and beans for the loser.
Well, unless, you know, for pro athletes, king crab is considered slumming it. Is a king crab considered a peasant dish?
You know what, though? I'd be the guy there if I'm on the losing side and it is like hot dogs and beans. I'm like, you know what? Not a bad fallback option here.
Jeff, we look forward to reading you at 93.7thefan.com, buddy.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.